I'm Morgan Eikensier, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, let the Thanksgiving madness begin. Thanksgiving means lots of food and uncomfortable family gatherings. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers weigh in on things to look forward to and unwanted Thanksgiving dinner guests in today's Punchlines.
Thursday, as I hope you know, is Thanksgiving is the day of the year on which families get together to be reminded of why we don't get together the other days of the year.
On this interesting here, a new survey found that when people were asked which presidential candidate they'd like to have over for Thanksgiving dinner, the most popular answer was Hillary Clinton. Take a look at the full results. 24% of people said Hillary Clinton. 15% said Ben Carson, but only if he stabs the turkey for the rest of the table. They meant carve, I think.
As long as it doesn't have a belt.
9% said Donald Trump, so my uncle isn't the only one yelling about Obama. 7% said Jeb Bush is standing outside my house right now in the rain. I'll put a plate of food out front. I'm not letting him in. And finally, 45% said, can I say none? I want none of these people in my home. And you go, thank you, sir. It's Thanksgiving.
They say the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for a family of 10 this year is $50.11, $2 more if you add avocado. But, and while that seems insanely low to me, $50.11, there's a restaurant in New York that they're offering a Thanksgiving feast for $45,000, which, for $45,000, you could buy an actual boat for your gravy. You don't need the...
Oh, and I heard that AMC will broadcast a marathon of the entire Godfather trilogy on Thanksgiving. Wow. So if you want to watch a dramatic family falling apart on Thanksgiving, now you've got two ways to do that. That's fantastic. Good thinking on AMC's part, yeah.
The dinner includes a 7-course meal, tickets to the Thanksgiving Day parade, a $7,500 shopping spree, and a 2-carat diamond engagement ring. That is a great idea. You know, when I get engaged, my wife had one request. She said, please, please let the restaurant pick out the ring. And by the way, I just want to say, a meal with a ring in it doesn't count as a $45,000 meal. Come to my house. I'll make you a $1 million sandwich. It's 2 slices of bread with a Lamborghini in the middle. It's delicious. And isn't it weird to get engaged? Does anyone get engaged on Thanksgiving? I'm sorry, no woman wants to be proposed to on the fattest day of the year. It's just...
A Seattle-based company that produces bacon-flavored food items has just released a line of bacon-scented underwear. It's the perfect Christmas gift for that special someone who wants to be horribly maimed by a dog. These are wonderful!
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com, and while you're there, vote for your favorite jokes from today's show.